And good morning. Welcome into another edition of Public Perspectives on your local radio, AM 1340 KXCO. I'm Ray Michaels hosting this morning, and it's really nice to have a full studio of folks with us. We have Kendra Allen and Vivian Carr and Logan Johanneber with Mexico FFA. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
We're good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's nice to have you with us. And I tell you what, let's start with Vivian just for a second. Vivian, what class or what grade are you in at Mexico?
So I'm a senior at Mexico, and I have three ag classes. They're animal science, greenhouse, and then I'm a teacher's assistant during her ag business hour.
Very good. And Logan, same question for you.
I'm a freshman, and I am in ag science one. And that's it.
All right. Very, very good. Now, we know if you've been around FFA at all, we've heard the term SAEs, and that's one of the tenets of FFA. Kendra, what does that stand for and what are they?
Supervised Agricultural Experience is what SAE stands for. It's a project that the students do outside of the classroom where they learn record-keeping skills, and then the whatever that skill is relates back to what interests them. So it could be a production-type project, it could be a research project, it could be a placement project, anything that ties back to agriculture that they would keep records on.
Very good. And that's something that's critically important once you're out of school, whether it's out of college or back on the farm, wherever, you're going to have record-keeping duties somewhere.
That's correct. We have a lot of kids who they take their high school project and it turns into a additional career after high school, or it could become their actual career.
Logan, what are your SAEs?
My SAE is landscaping.
And what are you doing with that?
I'm mowing yards and just plain old landscaping. And yeah.
Very good. Now, did you help with the landscaping out on fairground at the farm?
No, I didn't do that.
I know that was that's just a recent project, wasn't it? Just in the last month or so?
That was. We had an FFA student who used his SAE and his Eagle Scout project combined, and so he got some service learning hours planning that project and then installing it.
And it looks very, very cool. I've been by there, and if you haven't had a chance, folks, go by and check that out, where the farm is on fairground just south of Falcon.
Yes, that is correct.
Kind of across from Fairground Park. That's the sign, and the landscaping out there is just absolutely gorgeous. Now, Vivian, what are your SAEs? I know you're a senior, so you probably have a few more.
Yeah, I have three SAEs. My first one's agriculture sales placement, and I work at Westlake where I'm a cashier. And then my second one is beef production placement, and that's where I'm a farmhand for my family's farm. And then my third one is agri-science, so I'm in the social division, so me and my partner pick an aspect, and we just kind of break it down and ask a question and answer it.
Okay, very cool. What would you, Vivian, like to do after high school? You're a senior. Are you going on to college and then do something else?
Or? Yeah, so I'm planning on attending Northwest Missouri State, or UCM, and I'm thinking about majoring in animal science with a minor in agribusiness.
Cool.
So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, absolutely. What would your dream job be after college?
Working in an agribusiness around town where I can also work on my family's farm.
Now, Logan, I know you're a freshman and you still have a long time to go, or at least it feels like you've got a long time. What do you want to do after high school?
I'd like to go to Linn Tech or State Tech probably, and I'd like to be a diesel mechanic.
Good money to be made there, and it certainly can tie back to your FFA roots, so mm-hmm. Very cool. Kendra, you all leave for National Convention in Indianapolis, coming up early on Wednesday, right?
Yes, that's correct. We leave at 6:15 Wednesday morning.
And this is, how long has it been in Indianapolis? I mean, it's been there for a number of years, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been there at least since 2007.
And was it Louisville before that?
It was Louisville before that, yes.
So have they kind of alternated back and forth, or is it we're here this year for a while and in another city for a while? Or
so it's on a contract basis. When they moved it from Kansas City, it was on a three-year rotation. Then it went to a seven-year rotation, and now we're on a very long rotation. I think we're going to be in Indianapolis until like 2030 or something like that.
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully one day they can bring it back to Kansas City where it's not quite a long trip. What time are you expecting to roll in on Wednesday evening in Indianapolis?
We are slated to be in Indy about 5 o'clock, but we do have a tour along the way to break up the drive.
That's good. What are you going to tour?
On Wednesday, we're touring a reindeer farm in Illinois, so the kids are going to learn about reindeer industry and the Christmas tree industry.
Very nice. Logan, let's talk to you for just a bit. You've not had the opportunity to go to Nationals before, right?
Yep, that's correct.
So what do you think the experience is going to be like? What do you hope to learn and bring back from Indianapolis?
I hope I learn a lot at the reindeer farm and the bee farm and everything. And I'm really excited about the sessions and all that. And yeah.
So what kind of sessions do you think you're going to be taking part in? Or do you know for sure yet?
I'm not for sure yet.
You're not sure yet. Okay. Well, that's cool. And you're not going in with necessarily any preconceived notions. So, Vivian, you've been before. How many times have you gone to Nationals?
This will be my fourth time.
Okay. So how accurate do you think Logan is with his expectations?
Pretty accurate. Like, we're going to go through all those things. And then the sessions vary from year to year. One that's always, like, the same is we go see all the American degree candidates get their American degree. That's guaranteed.
That's about it. And is this at Colt Stadium still?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it had been at one time, but wasn't sure if they had changed that location as well. What has been your favorite part of the national experience?
I like the rodeo. And then I like going around like the expo and stuff and just killing time and meeting new people.
What kind of things do they have at the expo? I mean, everything like, from little model tractors up to the real thing, or?
Oh, they have colleges. And then, they have, like, a little shopping thing where you can get, like, all your FFA gear and stuff like that.
Cool. Bring me back something pretty, would you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Just throwing
whatever
that out there.
Whatever you want.
Speaking of money and buying things, how do you fund the trip to Indianapolis?
So everyone who goes has to sell at least $400 of fruit sales, and then that covers half your trip, and then you pay for the rest out of pocket.
Does that come from your SAE money that you've made through those?
For some people, but for my family, since we only go like four times, my parents just like pay for it for us like as a gift, and then we take our shopping money.
What else is important about going to Nationals? Is it the camaraderie that you develop and seeing different people every year, or the networking aspect? What do you think is the most important?
I think after you spend 4 days in a different city with the same 20 people, you grow like closer to them. And so I think that's always really cool. It's like each year new people come and like old people graduate and leave. And so every year you have like a special bond with someone that you won't have anywhere else.
Sure. Kendra, it's kind of the same question for you from the advisor standpoint. What do you look forward to going to Nationals?
One of my favorite parts of National Convention is interacting with the kids in a different level. I see them every day in the classroom, and I see them a lot in terms of FFA, but when we travel away from mom and dad, the kids kind of become their own little person for 4 days, and it's cool to see how they have to be responsible in getting themselves up, making sure they have everything we need for the day, because we don't go back to the hotel. They have to prepare everything that morning, and it is cool to see them kind of step up and be responsible.
Now, how many advisors? Are you the sole advisor for Mexico FFA?
No, we have two advisors. Austin McBride is the other advisor.
And you all are both going to the National Convention, right?
Yes, we will both go take kids to National Convention.
And you're taking a school bus, motor coach, flying. How do you travel?
Yeah, Mexico Public Schools lets us use a school bus, and I'll drive us out there. And then Mr. McBride's kind of the bus manager. He keeps the kids in line so I can focus on driving.
Which one of those is tougher, driving or being the bus manager?
I've been on both sides. driving home is probably the hardest part of that because we're tired and we just want to get home.
And what time do you leave and what day do you leave to come back?
We will leave Saturday the 2nd, between 10 and 11, depending on how long the American degree ceremony takes. And then however long it takes us to get, how many bathroom breaks the kids need along the way. Normally we're back by 5 o'clock. Saturday afternoon.
And then get a day of rest and right back at it on Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Kendra, give us the Kendra Allen story. We'll grill you for just a minute. We've got the spotlight on you. Where are you from? Were you in FFA as a student? Give us the history, sister.
All right. So I was raised in Thompson on a family farm. I graduated from Centralia. I went to Mizzou, majored in ag education because I came from a strong FFA program at Centralia. It really impacted my life more than what I knew it did at the time. I went to Mizzou with no expectations just to get an ag degree, and decided that after student teaching, ag ed is where I needed to be. And then I taught science for a couple years because there were no ag education jobs close to home. And then when the Mexico job came open, I applied and was lucky enough to get it.
And you've been there, you said, 8 years.
8 years,
so
correct.
Is that including the science teaching or just in the FFA program, ag education?
Yeah, I've been in Mexico for 8 years doing ag education.
And was Scott Stone your ag advisor in Centralia?
Or? He was the one that was there the whole time, yes. I also had Jonathan Herr for 3 years.
Very good. Who are your other ag instructors? We mentioned Austin McBride. You have another helper, is that right?
And there's an adult teacher who does all the like after high school education, Ted DeVaults.
And what are their backgrounds?
Austin also went to Centralia. He kind of did a non-traditional route in terms of becoming an ag teacher. He taught elementary ed first, and then he decided he wanted to be with older kids. And Mr. DeVaults is a farmer. He was from Mexico and decided he wanted to teach, but at the adult level, but he also wanted to farm. So the part-time ag position works out great for him.
Perfect. And he comes from a long history of DeVault Farms. I've known Ted for a long time, and he probably won't remember that. And I won't share any tales, Ted. You're safe this morning. It's okay. Kendra, when did you really cement that ag education? Was it during your student teaching, or was it before that, that you really knew that that's exactly what you were meant to do?
So part of my like early classes at Mizzou, I had to go into a kindergarten class and tutor, and I realized I wanted to be in the classroom, but kindergartners was not my thing. And so when I student taught at Clapton High School, I realized that this is working with high school kids with agriculture was where I needed to be.
Excellent. And you've enjoyed it, had any bumps in the road along the way, or has it all been perfect and nice?
There's been some growing pains, but I think with growing pains you learn and you move on and you learn for next time. Don't make that mistake again, or you know, the kids really learn from this experience, so we need to keep doing it.
And when was the new building for the ag building built at the VOTEC? Was that during your tenure, or did you come in with that already in place?
No, that was already there before I started. They started using it in the fall of 2012.
Okay. And you've just gotten, or has construction started yet on your new greenhouse?
They started this week, but they started the dirt work. The building trades class is doing all of our dirt work for us, so they're
Excellent.
Gaining skills and helping us at the same time.
Sure. And that's a way to keep it all kind of in the family with the Davis H. Hart VOTEC program.
Right. Everybody's learning from this experience.
Excellent. And how did the new greenhouse come about? That was a grant, is that right?
Yeah. So we got an enhancement grant, which is money from the government to help pay for majority of the project. And then the school district will kick in the rest of the money.
Cool. And what are the plans? Is this a larger greenhouse, or is it just more advanced than what was there? Kind of break that down for us.
So the new greenhouse is a 30 by 48. Our current greenhouse is a 24 by 48. So we're only getting 6 feet, but that's 6 feet along the whole side. So that'll be a lot of extra space for classroom. We were running out of children's space when we were in the greenhouse. And so in terms of comparing old to new, yes, the new one has the new technology. It has more space, and it will have working parts where we can get, like if a heater breaks down right now, we can't get parts for the old one. And so with the new one, we'll be able to get new parts if things break.
I know you have some events coming up, both as fundraisers and significant events for Mexico FFA, one of which is the Bulldog Food Insecurity Day. Can you tell us kind of how that program started and what it's all about?
So our students the last 2 years have went to the Missouri State Fair and worked at the Missouri State Fair Food Insecurity Day, where the State Fair Board, they collect donations to purchase meals, and then the members at the State Fair will package those meals. And our kids really felt that that's something we needed to do. And so we started looking into how can we put that into a local level. And we didn't realize that the food insecurity rate in Mexico and Audrain County was roughly 25%, and our students thought that was too high, and they wanted to do something to help with that number. And so we work with Meals of Hope. It's a company out of Florida, and the kids, the officer team will do all the fundraising, and it's roughly 25 cents a meal. And so the officer team will start in November collecting donations, and then during National FFA Week, we join together with the middle school ag club and a couple other clubs at the high school, and we will package meals the 2019 Bulldog Food Insecurity Day, they packaged 20,800 meals. The officer team has set a goal for 25,000 for this year. So we're going to have to really do a lot of fundraising in order to get there.
And how does that fundraising work? Are you going to be hitting up businesses to get donations? What are the plans for that?
So the officer team, in November, they're going to pick a day after school, and they're going to go uptown and hit all the businesses around town that we can get before they close, and let them know about the program and leave the information with them. And then hopefully those businesses will help us fund this. We have some private donors who have already said that they've pledged some money. So we have some money coming in already. The officer team, they do majority of the fundraising. We'll apply for a National FAID grant to help with that as well.
Excellent. Now, who is the officer team? Let's give them a shout out while we're here this morning, too.
Okay, so the officer team is Vivian Carr, Ellen Phillips, Jake Haynes, Josie DeVault, Grant Norfleet, Chloe Sims, Chase Davis, Amelia Denham.
Thanks for shouting out to the officer team. They're going to appreciate that this morning. And I know you've got some other fundraisers coming up. One, it's already full, but maybe we could sweet talk you into adding another class, a wreath-making class for Christmas.
Yeah, so we have 10 Mexico FA members trying to go to Washington, D.C. next summer through the Washington Leadership Project or Conference. And that's a very costly event for them, but the skills they bring back are amazing. And so what we do as a department is try to fund this for the kids. And so we are doing three different floral classes. And the one we're going to kick off with is a Christmas wreath making class. Unfortunately, it is full. We could probably take a couple more if anybody was interested. All the information is on the Mexico FA Facebook page. We do have a lady coming in who works with landscaping design, and she's going to be teaching the class. So you have a professional there to walk you through the class.
And do you have to provide the wreath, or is a wreath provided as part of the funding for the class?
Right. With the fee, that gets you everything you need for the evening. And the expertise of our landscaping person.
Cool. And there's a succulent class and a planter class coming up next spring.
Yeah, in February, we're going to kick off kind of the spring season with a succulents class. There's a couple different options. We have lots of planters at school, or if you have something cool at home you want to bring in, we'll just supply you with the succulents, and then you can still be a part of the class, but you have your own planter to take back home. And then closer to springtime, where it's a little warmer outside, we're going to do a planter class, and the greenhouse students are going to help with that one. We're going to be selling plants for those planters that they have raised in the greenhouse class.
Very cool.
And they will work through helping you design your planters.
Now, what other plants do you grow in the greenhouse? You do a mum sale, right, in the fall typically?
Correct. We do a mum sale every fall. Those plants, the kids will start them before school gets out, and then Mr. McBride and I will take care of them all summer. And then when the kids come back in the fall, they'll pick up back up taking care of them. And then the springtime, the greenhouse class, they grow bedding plants, so petunias, geraniums, draxinias, begonias, those types of plants. And then we will sell those in April at the greenhouse sale.
Now, have you all ever done poinsettia sales or tried to grow them, or how difficult are they to work with?
Poinsettias are very difficult to grow. we haven't tried them. We're hoping to try them again with the new greenhouse. It has a better technology system, and I think we can do a better job at producing a quality product.
Cool. Very nice. Vivian, just briefly, we mentioned Washington Leadership Conference. Is that something that you've had the opportunity to go to?
Yeah, I went the summer between my sophomore and junior year. And I really, really liked it.
What skills did you bring back?
Well, leadership skills, obviously. And, like, I was better able to communicate with people, like, make projects and, like, come up with them and, like, just more taking charge of stuff and figuring out how to do it that way.
So they, not only did you gain leadership skills, but also how to perhaps motivate other members and get them drawn in and create more success for the chapter.
Yes, exactly.
Since this is your fourth year in FFA, what are some of your favorite memories of FFA, and what has it taught you?
I think my favorite, or one of my favorite memories, is National Convention freshman year. I went, and it was that graduating class. Actually, it was the class. They were both great. It was it was a great time, and it was with my sister and all of her friends who I've been friends with. And then all of our contest teams, in the spring we do contest teams and you go and compete, but mine, we always came up with like weird little quirks and traditions that we did every practice. Like you couldn't have a practice unless you got chocolate milk or something like that. And it was just,
not
it was
that you're
fun
the least
to do that.
Bit superstitious.
Yeah, no, no, not at all.
Not at all.
But just like coming up, making new friends has to be the top one.
And Logan, I know this is your first year in FFA, but what have you thoroughly enjoyed so far? Were you in the middle school program as well, or is this all brand new to you this year?
I was in agriculture in middle school, but FFA is pretty much brand new to me, and one of my favorite things is people I've met, and it's a really good experience.
And Kendra, from your perspective as an FFA member in high school, how is it different today than it was when you were in high school?
I think the students are different. I can remember back to high school, and like the SAEs that my friends had were very production driven. And today, majority of our students do not have production driven. So it's really cool to help the kids connect their non-traditional agriculture projects to agriculture and explain to them how important it truly is.
And where do you see FFA moving, say, in the next 5 years?
I would say you're going to see more non-traditional SAE projects, more agri-science in terms of research push, because every student can do an agri-science project, where not every student can have a row crop field or pigs in their backyard.
Sure. And even if you are just learning more about gardening and growing your own food, there's a spot in FFA for you for that, right?
That is correct. We find a spot for everybody.
What else would you like to leave us with on public perspective this morning?
Our next public event is the FFA family dinner, where the community is invited to kind of like a potluck Thanksgiving dinner. It is at the Ag Building. FFA chapter provides the meats and the drinks, and then we just ask that everybody bring a covered dish to share. It's really cool to see the community interact with the kids in a very like social, laid back type of situation.
And what day and time is that?
It's in November. It's
just watch the Facebook page. How about that?
It's the week of Thanksgiving, but it's early in the week.
So Monday or Tuesday, probably.
I think it's the Tuesday evening before Thanksgiving. But it is on our Facebook page. There's an event for it, and all the information is on there.
And you can also check out our sister station, KWWR.com. We have an FFA Event of the Day calendar on there. We have it populated with a lot of Mexico events as well as other FFA chapters in the area. So that's another way to get the information. But certainly follow Mexico FFA on Facebook. They always have some entertaining posts and pictures, and it's a good time. And I want to thank you all for stopping in this morning. Have a safe trip to Indianapolis. Logan, I hope that your expectations are met or exceeded. And Vivian, I hope you have a great time as well. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us this morning on Public Perspective, AM 1340 KXCO.